This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date and maybe even to find your next favorite artist or band. This is FUV Live Sessions with the head and the heart. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, we've actually been holding on to this episode for a special occasion, and I think that this week is the perfect occasion because this is a band that is long loved by WFUV and is a fan favorite of our listeners. And this week also just so happens to be our year anniversary of FUV Live Sessions, the podcast. So we are so excited to be finally airing this episode featuring one of our favorite bands, The Head and the Heart. Alisa, what was it like to have this band, who we have been friends with for such a long time, in the studio with you again?
It's like a visit with old friends. It's so lovely to see them. They are just as nice as they always were, and they're such genuine people who are so genuinely talented. I mean, watching them perform with such ease, it's just so effortless the way the harmonies come to them. It was really like, it gives you, chills watching them. And they also did a classic song that we first fell in love with many years ago, and it was really wonderful to see them perform that again in Studio A. And it just took me back to the first time hearing that song down in the valley and singing along to that song in many different environments. I've seen them play that at folk festivals. I've seen them play it in our studio. I've seen them play it at regular concerts. And they played, of course, some new songs too, which really harkened back to that first album. And it just is so emotional listening to them play music. And they've got a real, just a wonderful kind of philosophy. It really tugs at the heartstrings. And so they are really a well-named band.
Yeah.
The Head and the Heart.
They really are. What are we going to hear first in this session?
We're going to hear a song called Arrow. And it is everything that you want. And it cuts straight through.
You caught me staring off the cliff again and looking down on everyone. Wish my goodbyes could be more innocent. Every part just wants to run. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on. Like the deep, deep current of the river bend. I have to keep moving on. This time's I need direction. This time's I need to roam. I move station to station. I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow. I am my own home. And it's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. So if you're falling through the cracks again, maybe the fall was by design. Someone's gonna break your heart again. That's just proof that you're alive. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on. Like the deep, deep current of the river bend. I have to keep moving on. This time's I need to roam. I'll move station to station. I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow. I am my own home. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright.
straight through the heart with that song, Arrow, here on WFUV from The Head and the Heart live in Studio A. That song off their forthcoming sixth album. I'm Elisa Ali with the band today for this episode of FUV Live, and we're talking now with John Russell, Charity Rose Thielen, and Tyler Williams. Thank you so much for joining us, friends.
So nice to be back.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
We are so glad to have you back, and that was an excellent performance, and congratulations on this new song. I understand that that song has been one that's been kind of kicking around for a while, you know, in one form or another. Right. You had a fragment of it, and it must feel good to finally get it out of your head and into the world. What was that first little fragment of that song?
Yeah, the fragment that I've had kicking around for a while starts off with the line of like, this times I need direction, this times I need to roam. I'm off station to station. I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow. I am my own home. Which in a vacuum was like, I always felt very connected to it, and it felt like a powerful statement. But more times than not, I'll kind of have these little things laying around, and I don't always know how to like get back to like what should come before that and what should follow that. And I just kind of struggled with finding the place for it for years. And something's in the air and the water, I don't know, but this band, we're all just so much closer these days, and communication is on point. And I think it's allowed us all to be so vulnerable with one another again, that it finally found its place and felt right with where we were all at.
And Tyler, you mentioned that he's been singing that one line for years. So when
just
you
just nonstop.
Yeah. And no. What was your thought when you finally, or when you heard it for the first time and then for the 17th time and then, you know, for the 50th? We got to make a song out of this probably, right?
Yeah. I think we had kind of workshopped something in soundcheck once that had that as the chorus, but it was a completely different rest of the song. And then that kind of, you know, got put on the shelf. And, you know, I think he had made this demo and it just sounded really great. It sounded like, oh, this is what this chorus is supposed to be attached to, right? And as we were kind of in Seattle figuring out what the songs we were going to work on for this record were going to be, I just pulled that demo up and I was like, this would be a great song to work on. Especially, yeah, like John said at the time right now, just feels like a mission statement for the band a little bit, and kind of like a like finding your purpose again, I think is what this record feels about to me. And this song is a good example of that.
So this was one of the first songs that you worked on for this batch of new songs. And did this kind of inform the rest of the songs where you were like, we are following our own path. We're, you know, becoming, we're on the road to something. How did this song inform the rest of them?
I almost want to say it was kind of the other way around. I think we actually started working on music in a way that was refreshing and of our own path. And we had sort of intentionally decided to not work with a producer and get back in a room because we could and be a band in a room again. So it was almost like we set the tone of how we have been wanting to do things for a while now, whether it was the pandemic or just whatever, we were not able to. And then I think I don't know if it was subconsciously or consciously. I know Tyler just explained it that way, but this song just sort of happened to have been waiting around in the wings. I think maybe, you know, I don't know.
It was all faded.
You know, I don't know.
And how did each member kind of put their own personal touch on it?
I think that song came together pretty quickly. You know, there's arrangement stuff that we were doing all together, band in a room at Studio Litho, and it kind of, you know, in the middle of the process, we all felt like, oh, this feels, you know, internally, we've been calling it like a loss in my mind too, you know, and it kind of had that similar feeling. And even thematically, like the talk about home, you know, there's like a rope or an arrow, if you will, you know, the back end of the arrow that goes back to the first album with that song. And, but yeah, just it came together very, very quickly together in the room.
I do think too, if I may continue to expand upon that, I remember like it was a song that just felt really like once we started hearing our arrangements, it was like a ding ding, like let's not try and go in and like over, let's try not to do a lot of overdubs. Let's try to get it sounding as much of like, you know how like a lot of Neil Young records sound like a live, almost like a live recording, you know what I mean? And it just, this song and the arrangements just felt like, almost like I needed a reminder of like, because we, in the past, we had kind of grown to start building up sounds and leaning on production. And this one just felt like a wake up call of like, you don't need to keep doing that. The song is there. The arrangements are there. Let's just get a great take of it and try to get away with adding as little as possible. And I do think, to agree, that that was somewhat of a tone setter for moving forward with the way we continue to make the album.
And it was kind of a like a coming back home moment, because you were working similarly as you worked for the first record, which right. did pretty good. It did pretty good. Yeah. And not only that, a bunch of the songs from that record just went platinum. Like, look at you guys go. Yeah. Incredible. It's it must crazy. Be such a wild feeling to hear your fans singing those songs back to you.
Every time.
Always.
It never gets old, does it?
No, in fact, it blows my mind sometimes when I go to other people's concerts and I'm like, why isn't anybody singing? And then you go to yours again and you're like, this is wild. There's you know, sometimes you got to step out and like go to concerts again and you're just like, oh God, it's so humbling to be, we have amazing fans. We have the most amazing fans.
There's something about your music that makes people want to sing along to it. Mm. We want to be that extra member harmonizing with you, because that's, I think, something that we all love so much about your music, specifically Down in the Valley, which I'm so pleased that we're going to get a performance from you of. So let's get that one on the radio right now.
I wish that I was made for an age-old trade, riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Call it one drink too many, call it pride of a man. Don't make no difference if you sit or you stand, 'cause they both end in trouble and start with a plan. Yeah, they both end in trouble and start with a grin. We do it over and over. Do it over and over and over again. I know. Oh, 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 oh. California, Oklahoma, and all of the places I ain't ever been to, but down in the valley with whiskey rivers, these are the places you will find me hiding. These are the places I will always go. These are the places I will always go. I am on my way, I am on my way, I am on my way back to where I started. I saw your face, honey, I heard you calling out. I saw your face in the crowd and you came out. Just like the sun. Places I will always go. So I wish that I was made from an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rugged ways.
A live version of Down in the Valley here from the Head and the Heart. I am Alisa Ali here with the band. I'm so grateful that they've returned to Studio A. And I remember you playing that in the same studio years ago when that album first came out. And it just sounds even better now. I guess you've had some practice.
Yeah. No, I mean,
can you get away with not doing that song at a show?
Even if we could, I don't think we'd want to. That one's like, there's something about even when you're having a squirrely show or a squirrely moment in a show, like that's one that's a pillar to where everyone can just kind of like relax. Everyone locks in without even having to think. So it's nice to be able to play that song. And we did play it in a slightly different way for you all this time.
I think that's the fun that we're having right now is kind of like testing out these new songs. And there's a little like Down in the Valley is such a time-tested, road-worn song that we're, you know, it's pretty much a part of our DNA and it's in our bones, like could play it in our sleep pretty much. But these new ones, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know what's about to happen. We've been trying some out in actual shows in front of people without really sound checking it or really rehearsing it. And I think the beauty of it is that the songs were recorded so fast. Like we literally did one to five takes of every song. A lot of them were written in the room while we were recording. So like what you hear is pretty much the evolution of the song. We've never done that before. And now when we get on stage and we play them live, it's like so much easier because you don't have to worry about all these layers that maybe a producer added or you decided to do like 18 things that you can't replicate live. This is just a band on a stage again. And it feels so fresh and also freeing to not be kind of like trapped into this production idea. Mm-hmm. It feels like the band again.
I saw some videos of you guys playing one of the new songs. I think it was probably Arrow in front of the audience that was waiting to enter one of your shows. Is that something that you do often? You just surprise the fans just at the gate as they're walking in, like, "Hi, the concert hasn't started yet, or has it?"
Right. Yeah, it almost feels random when we choose to do it. Maybe we should get a little more consistent. Although it is kind of nice because you never know what's going to happen.
A little surprise.
Yeah, it's just a spontaneous feeling of like, let's go do this, you know.
And it is very vulnerable because you're right there in front of them. You've got,
terrifying.
You know. Is it terrifying?
I get I'm terrified.
It's odd because, there's no stage there. There's no space, really.
It.
You love it?
Yeah. You and Maddie are great at it. And I just try and do my best to not derail
it. It just reminds me so much of like our early days of being a band and busking, you know, at the Market or anywhere.
Or Washington Square Park recently.
But even those places were like, but those places were like, we like chose them because it like sounded great. And like, I guess I'm more confident when I can tell the sound is really enveloping.
Well, you have the natural.
And we would go there because we would also bust to like work on songs and finish writing. Right. Like that was a way we would do it because we had nowhere to go. It wasn't always just for like a, hey, listen to me.
Of course. It's a little bit more.
Yeah.
Look at me.
But yeah.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah.
It's vulnerable.
It is more vulnerable. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
It's powerful. But I like how unplugged and just. Yeah. I mean, anything can happen.
I'm just going to drink whatever you're drinking that day. Some tea. Yeah. You're doing great.
Pucha.
Thank you so much for coming into Studio A again. We are so excited for your new album, your 6th full length record. In fact, we're going to hear one more new song from the album. It's called After the Setting Sun. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. It's The Head and the Heart live on WFUV.
When you least expect it, when you reach the end, there's a door that opens up after every setting sun. And when you step through it with nothing left to lose, leaving only memories up. All the days you filled with love, I'm afraid I don't know how to say goodbye. I will always miss you, never be the same. Yellow sun is rising up, and for the last time shining down on us. Oh, but what comes after the setting sun? What if we are all we've got? What if no one's there when you need someone just to lean? Course of a lifetime, and nothing ever stays the same. Running down this daisy chain, the more it all slips away, the more you try to fight it. Oh, but what comes after the setting sun? What if we
disappear this away, and I know how it feels when it's taken away, and I know.
That was The Head and the Heart, performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to the band for joining us in our studio and to Verve Forecast. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Renee Majekford, Julia Malling, and Gwen Taylor. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Diana Juarez and Bayan Mentoring. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV live sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.